Hello, friends. I'm delighted to welcome you to this next episode in our podcast series, How to Use Qigong for a Confident and Calm Life. I am Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach, and I'm delighted to welcome my friend and colleague, Nadine Searle, the Calmer Self Coach. Hello, Nadine.
Hello, Susan. I'm so pleased to be here with you again. This is a wonderful topic, isn't it? How we can use Qigong to really just enjoy our life more, isn't it? And feel that confidence and that calm together. It's lovely.
It absolutely is. And what I love about what you and I have shared, dare I say, revealed in the episodes so far is how real this conversation is.
Even
in our in-between discussions, we're talking about our real truth of who we were and how we were and how we've used these mindfulness practices. Qigong is a mindfulness practice to really, truly change our lives. The first episode, How to Go from Type A to Qigong Zen, was no joke for us. We both talked about how we literally were in jeopardy before we found and were brave enough and willing to do what it took to create some new practices in our lives, to step into what they called at that time, they called it mindfulness. Yeah. I mocked it until it began to change my life. I was in such a place of desperate desire to feel better than that type A anxious and then depressed self that I got into therapy. I learned some of these tools. I practiced along the way, as we said in our last episode, and here we are today, calmly, confidently sharing these tools, as we've said over and over, so that anyone who is watching us by video or listening to us in the audio podcast can receive the tools that will literally change their lives. Isn't that right?
Yes, and it's exactly right. And in the past episodes that we've done, we've given a lot of suggestions for people to try. And I would encourage everyone to listen again if they've already listened or listen for the first time and pick something that they're going to do. Because as we've said, if you take one step, then that leads to another, leads to another. So we start small and we build. And it is life changing. We are living proof of that, aren't we?
We truly are. I want to say that my Qigong journey started when my high school friend mailed me the book out of the blue called The Healer Within by Dr. Roger Janka. I read this book and all the synapses started firing for me because I saw page after page after page names and terms and principles and explanations and descriptions of things that I had been doing for quite a long time. I had no idea what Qigong was. I had heard about it. And then there's Tai Chi. What's that? What's the difference? We'll talk about that in another episode. But I really sat, I was honestly astonished when I realized that my own therapist had shared some of these strategies and tools with me, and that my personal development journey over really years and years had taught me how these strategies really can change your life. Today, we are talking about one of the first things that I learned, which was so game-changing for me. And that is what Dr. Roger Janka calls the three intentional corrections. Mm. Now, I want to share what we have discussed outside of the podcast, Nadine, which is everyone does not use the same terms. Everyone does not pronounce things the same, as we learned in our last episode talking about yin and yang. And but yet the underlying principles are what are familiar, right?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. I said to you, didn't I? I've never heard of these things called intentional corrections, but I am familiar with them. So it, and again, for everyone to get that message that it doesn't matter what it's called. It doesn't matter if you remember what it's called, because maybe I did hear it and I didn't remember. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. This is not a study. This is a practice. And actually, and it's all about, for me especially, it was how it made me feel. So by doing it, didn't matter even if I wasn't doing it right, because I wasn't to start with. I still don't get it absolutely right. Doesn't matter. So again, encouraging people just to step in, do it their own way. Doesn't matter what you call it. Doesn't matter if you remember. It's the feeling. It's how you
feel. It's how you feel. That's exactly right. Because if we go to the other place, Nadine, we know what it feels like to be in the dark. We know what it feels like to be low. We know what it feels like to be down, to be sad, to be mad, to be overwhelmed, anxious, worried, frustrated, in resentment, and depressed, right? We know what that feels like.
Yes, yes. And that led us to seeking out a change, didn't it? And that, as we talked in the last episode, that balance to make a difference. And this is, and there will be people listening to us today and watching who actually will be going, that's me, I need to change, but they didn't know what. So this is, we want people to hear this, because someone, you got a book, I'm really intrigued to know you started learning it from a book. That's another conversation. But actually, you know, this came to you. I found it in my own way. You know, it came to me. I was looking. I didn't know what I was looking for. So somebody will be listening to this and go, ah. Oh. And that's what I love about this. So thank you for suggesting this. This is so important that people hear this message.
Yeah. Thank you for saying yes. I can't agree more with what you said about everybody has a different journey to get to this place. And yes, we want people just to get on the path.
Yes.
So today we're talking about the three intentional corrections. I want to start by talking about the word intention. Underlying the work of energy or chi, doing the soul work, the Hebrew word is neshama, the soul. Whatever you call it, whatever speaks to you, whatever moves you, whatever invokes something in you to really want to feel in a calm and confident place, I call this soul connected.
Yeah.
It does start out with intention. So Nadine and I have easily shared and revealed here the places of distress that we were in, to the point that I said, I kept hearing one phrase over and over in my mind that I was saying to myself, I want to feel better. I want to feel better than this, right? On the downside. And those words for me led to an intention.
Yeah.
I want to feel better. Mm-hmm. In intentionality, I wanted to feel better. And therefore, I was willing to do what it took. I was brave to try something new. I revealed to, you know, people in my sphere. I listened to things. I learned. I committed. I practiced. I was in intention to feel better.
Wow.
And does that also describe what you moved into, Nadine, or no?
It so does. And actually, just as you're saying it, it's made me realize that actually, I don't think I was doing anything to seek it out. But let's put it this way. It wasn't that I was going, I've got to try this and try that and do, you know, it wasn't hard work for once in my life. But what I had done, and as I say, and you realized it when you were just speaking then, I had opened myself up to hear. You know, you were given a book. I this came to me in a different way. It came to me just by finding a class, stumbling across this happening, something I'd never heard of. But it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't opened myself up to it. So I was searching in a different way, just actually going, I don't know what it is, I've got no clue. So it was an intention to change, but it wasn't intention, I'm going to do this, because I didn't know what this was. So I don't, that might not really make sense, but it was that, it was just that. And I would encourage anyone just to actually, when you don't know, and I know for myself, and I still have moments when I've got a decision to make and I don't know, and I just give it up. I just go, okay, you know, that is, and we talked in the last episode about balance, didn't we? And that actually, I push quite a lot. I still do in my life. I'm quite an intentional, forceful person, but I know the value of stepping back as well, that pause. And that's why I say that's when the magic always comes in, isn't it? So giving yourself, and that's what I did without even realizing what I was doing. I just actually went, well, I really don't know what it is, but I know that I need something. Opened myself up, heart and soul and ears, eyes. Yeah. Open up and start looking, noticing, and then it's there. So that was my welcome. So that was my version of intention, if you like. So again, for people to realize it doesn't have to be, I've got to do this. It can just be, I'm going to just step back and let something come in, which is what happened to me. So a little bit different, but got the same result.
Yeah, I actually do love that. I love right here, right away, we're talking about a different way to be in intentionality.
Yeah.
And so the third word is corrections. Intentional corrections. This is one of the things that Dr. Janka talks about. And this resonated with me because there's a doing thing involved here, Nadine. And yeah. I always love the doing.
I can do.
It was a journey for me to get to the being. And we're going to talk about that in another podcast episode. But there's a doing thing. This doing thing is such a gift for you. It offers you an area of focus away from the distress or the overwhelm, etc. So the first intentional correction has to do with what I call embodiment. It's body movement. You might think about it as posture. And it's this. The way I teach it, Nadine, is you lift up. You lift up. So often, especially when you're in overwhelm, you're in a hunched position. Right. And so I have my hand on my chest and my other hand just under my breast, and I'm lifting up my sternum. Oh, yeah, you could feel it right away.
Doesn't it feel different? You open yourself up. It's so beautiful.
Exactly. You lift up and you bring your shoulders back into a comfortable position. And exactly what Nadine said, you literally, I call this, is what I call it, opening your countenance.
Yes.
Now, if you, again, do the opposite where you bring your shoulders in, your head is down a bit, you can feel that it's closed in there, right? And so the first intentional correction is lift up. You don't have to put your hands on your body. You can just lift up your chest. But honestly, I feel like when I lift up, I can feel my whole posture adjusting.
Yes.
It literally is a physical move that can help you feel more confident. You raise your shoulders up, and that is the first intentional correction. And when you do this and you feel more confident, then what happens is this calm settles over you.
It does, because it does go, you're lifting up, but you automatically, and again, like our last episode, you've got that balance of coming down. So you say lift your shoulders up. I naturally then after that, dropping my shoulders down.
Exactly. So
opening up even more by doing that, which is beautiful. It's lovely to feel as well. But again, I hadn't realized till you're saying it, that's what I did, wasn't it? I opened myself up to what I needed to come in. So I had done that. Now, if I had known of this physical practice, I might have got there a bit quicker. Doesn't matter. I got there anyway. But that is, again, try it. Give this a go, everybody.
Exactly.
And it will change how you feel.
Honestly, I do this. I do this often in my coaching sessions.
Do, yeah.
I stop with people. I do it in group sessions. I start my, you know, this little tiny uplift gives you an uplift. And when you do it with intention to open up yourself to the good, to the beauty, to the light, then you're invoking all cerebrally what we know.
Yes.
And that's where, you know, the first intentional correction is the body movement. The second intentional correction is the breath.
Yes.
It's the breath. When you lift up and open up, then you breathe. When you are in a closed position, your shoulders are hunched a little bit, your head is down a little bit, right? Your breath is actually captured. Can you feel that, Nadine? Go hunch down.
You can't breathe the same. You can't.
That's exactly right. And now lift up, open up, and just breathe in.
So different. So different. Yeah.
You can feel the difference there. And this intentional correction, and we're going to be talking a lot more in other episodes about your breath as well. This intentional correction, the second intentional correction, will serve you. If you never even get to the third, the first and second will
yes, it so does. I mean, you know, one of my things that I teach is I say it's the power of your exhalation. And yes. It's intentionally focusing on your out breath. But, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, just intentionally focusing. And I think corrections, I haven't got a problem with it, but I'm almost like I'm saying in my mind as you're saying that adjustments, because it's correction almost sounds like you're doing something wrong. You're not necessarily, it's just adjusting a little bit.
Also, that's a perfect word.
It's fine. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. It's just coming to me that sits better with me. It doesn't matter, but it is. And your breath, definitely, you know, we have power in our breath.
You actually just reminded me that you're actually reminding me that the word is adjust your body. Adjust your
it's
body
fine.
Even
fine,
though
it's,
the title, as I know it, is three, but it is, that's exactly
it is adjust,
right.
Isn't it? And that actually, I think it's a little bit softer, isn't it, for people to get that message. And that's fine, isn't it? Again, everyone will find their own way. It doesn't matter what it's called. We're doing it and it's feeling good. And that is that the breath, and actually just tuning into your breath. Again, we breathe all the time. We don't notice, you know, but as soon as you just go, oh, I'm just noticing my breath in and out, in and out. And how lovely is that? Just go, oh, you know, that's nice. It's intentional, isn't it? I'm intentionally tuning in. I love it. Intention is lovely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly why they're called intentional corrections or adjustments. That's exactly why the word intentional is used. The third intentional correction or adjustment that you might want to consider is the mind. It's the thoughts. Now, for me, my thought reframe actually came first. My journey actually began in therapy with a psychiatrist when I learned that thoughts are things. Between what he was sharing with me, he said, Susan, you're a human being, not a human doing. And that will definitely come up again. And then in my own reading, my own research, my own deep desire for my correction or an adjustment to the way of life that I myself had created, I learned that thoughts are things. I learned that you have the ability to intentionally create the thoughts that feel better to you. I have used this countless times in my own journey, including even more recently in very, very difficult personal circumstances, that I now know, just like you said before, Nadine, that it's a practice. We talked about it in the polarity, the yin and yang episode, that, you know, sometimes we fall back, but we always trust the practice and the process. And that is how this has worked for me. I learned that I could, if I truly wanted to intend to feel better, I could create thoughts that feel better. I learned about affirmations.
My
seminal first affirmation was all is well. I didn't create that. I learned that from someone else. All is well. Because in my life, thank God, all was well enough. It really was. I was safe and all was well. And so when you put the three of these together, you have this body opening, the physical and physiological opening of your systems. You have the breath. You learn about the breath in, breathing in the good. And what Nadine teaches, the power of the exhalation. Wow. You might hear something like this. Right? Yes.
And then, exactly. It's so lovely. It's so lovely. Sigh.
Right? The sigh, right? Where you're really exhaling and expelling, right? Yeah. All the way to the end. In my practice, I call it the 1 second gift. Yes. The very end of your extended exhale, of the expelling, the exhalation, you hear and you feel this total, utter, complete silence.
Yes.
And I want to invite people to practice. You do a deep breath in, hold, and then you do a long extended exhale. And at the very end of that exhale, you are going to find the most beautiful, precious,
that little spot,
that little spot, that moment of true, utter, quiet, calm silence. Yeah. And then when you've done this, you can affirm whatever you want to affirm. If it's about your safety, if it's about your wellness, if it's about your emotional state of being, if it's about abundance and prosperity, if it's about relationships, if it's about livelihood, whatever it is that is on your mind that you want to intentionally correct, moving from what we call the negative limiting beliefs or the negative thoughts that we have to the positive. And that would be an example of a correction or also an adjustment maybe, right? There you are changing the way that you think, right? About something, changing the thoughts. Have you had that experience?
Yes, it's when you talk about affirmations, I really had a hard time with affirmations. I had my self-talk, my word voices in my head, I used to call it, that always disagreed. You know, that classic mirror work that we've all heard of, where you stand in front of the mirror and go, I love myself. That was not happening. But I think adjustment is perfect, because I say you're just tweaking. But it is, again, it comes from actually tuning into what's going on in the first place. You know, listening, being brave enough to actually go, I was listening then to my voices in my head that were quite horrible. And then going, okay, that's what's happening. It's okay. There's that word again. It's okay. You know, for me, that's really comforting. That's my affirmation, actually. It's okay. That's the thing that I say to myself that really comforts me. But I would go, that's okay, whatever's going on, rather than react and get all pet up about it, it's okay. And I can just tweak. And I experimented, because as I say, the affirmations as I was being taught, I was not comfortable with. So I adjusted, I tweaked, and found my own way of just going, I'm just going to try this a bit different. And questioning a little bit, is that true? Is that, you know, you're saying something horrible to yourself, you know, is that really true? Sometimes you don't need to change it, just need to question it. And part, again, that I call it gentle questioning, just to put that little bit of doubt, tweak it a little bit, finding, again, your own way to do affirmations your own way. It's wonderful.
Exactly.
It's an intention, isn't it, like you say?
So even that would be an example of the third intentional correction or adjustment of the mind.
Yes.
Where you even just ask yourself a question from what it is that you're thinking in your mind, in the mental space, right? Yes. Is that true? Is it true that I can't do that or don't have that or whatever?
Yeah. And your brain then goes into problem solving mode, and it will find the positive then. So I found once I started to do that, it's like, oh, then the affirmations came a bit easier, because problem solving is what we do. We do that naturally. So setting a question there instead of actually a battle, which was what was happening. It was like that devil and angel on each shoulder, you know, battle, which is not didn't want to be in that place. So I just found my way by tweaking, adjusting, correcting, however we want to look at it, to find words that actually were more comfortable for me. And then the more positive just kind of, again, it's little steps, isn't it? One step, one little change, intention. I love the fact setting an intention. And the change comes. It's amazing. It really is amazing. So, yeah, again, I want everyone to just play around with what we're talking about, because it will be enlightening for everybody, won't it?
It will be enlightening. People will have their own journey to the light.
Yeah.
As always, Nadine, this conversation is so wonderful. It's so helpful. It's so healthy. And it really does make me feel so happy that we are sharing these very simple ideas and tools and principles that can help people really, truly have a confident and calm life. I want to thank you so much. And I want to just leave today with one question. What intentional corrections or adjustments can you make to change your life? Is it your body posture? Is it discovering and using your breath? Or is it perhaps getting in control of the thoughts that you think, your mind? If you're ready to put them all together, join us in this beautiful space. But whatever works for you is what we want for you.
Totally. What a lovely invitation for everybody. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Okay, Nadine, I'll see you next time. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.